This is Moshe Moskovitz. You are listening to Live from Mount Sinai. Today is June 15th, 2005. I just want to say that because I'm doing this podcast, I am missing my Red Sox game, okay? You know, and so I'll tell you how this feels, okay? You know, you ever like go into like to downtown and they have these religious Christian fundamentalists doing some kind of revival thing out in public, you know, and they're always like, you know, Jesus died for your sins, you know, he's like, Jesus died for you, you know, and it's like, they're like, be grateful, you know, that's their attitude, Jesus died for you, so you better listen, because you should be grateful, because he died for you. So, that's, now I sort of know how they feel, because I feel like, you know, I'm doing this this podcast, when I could have been watching my Red Sox. So be grateful, you fucks. Okay. You know, I'm sorry. I can't do this with a straight face. I can't do this show with a straight face. I just, you know, I'm supposed to be, you know, like all serious and shit, because this is like this is a spiritual show. I'm following. I'm trying to enforce the law of God here, trying to fight republicanism and evil. But I some shit. I just can't do this. Like, I just can't take this too seriously. I just can't do that. Anyways, we have a really exciting show today. It's a lot of excitement. Just take my word for it, okay? I was gonna go into the amount of excitement that this show was gonna cause, but I thought, okay, I've already spent too long on the intro, so I'll go next week. I will elaborate on the extent of the excitement of this show. Only won't be this show anymore; it'll be next show. But I'm moving on. Okay, we got a. This is some of the things on the agenda today. I don't want to really take too long to do this because I want to, you know, like catch, you know, a few innings of the ball game, and so I'm going to try to make this fast. But we have, I'm not sure when I'm going to put this in. First of all, I'm going to read. First thing I'm going to do is read a fan mail. Fan mail, okay. And we've reached a turning point here. I don't know if that's a word, but we've done something with fan mail today. Well, not today, but we've done something we've never done before. We finally gotten an email from a woman. We've broken the sex barrier. I mean, that's like breaking the sound barrier. I thought it just couldn't be done, but we did it, and I'm happy. Because, you know, I thought, you know, there's just too much testosterone involved in this show, and I'm just not attracting a female audience. But, hey, I proved myself wrong. We broke the barrier, baby. All right. And we will also be doing, I will have someone on the show to do, and he is an angry white male, okay? He doesn't want to be named. We will just refer to him as the angry white male, and he will be reviewing a movie, a DVD. It's out in sort of rental release now. It's called Meet the Fockers. He will be doing that. That's a lot of excitement. This was the first time ever we've done that. Angry white male doing a movie review. Never been done. I don't think it's ever even been done in the history of the world. Okay? Now, it's all, you know, there's been plenty of white men doing movie reviews, but not angry white men, you know? Anyways, we also, I'm going to talk a little about a lot of other shit I could talk about. could talk about National Day of Prayer, 2005, a proclamation by the President of the United States of America. Well, that's George Bush, but I could talk about that. I keep wanting to talk about Mitt Romney, evil, hypocritical governor, sellout governor of Massachusetts, my governor. But you know what? I'm just going to wing it. There's a lot of things I could talk about. I'm just winging it, baby. I'm winging it, and you're not. Okay. Let's get on to the fan mail. I pissed away enough time in the intro already. Okay, here we go. Here's the fan mail, and I don't want to reveal this woman's name. I like to give her like a code name. I thought that'd be really cool. Now I don't want to, like, you know, I was thinking, you know, I don't want a name or something like Deep Throat, you know, like the code name for the Watergate whistleblower guy, because that's sort of like pornographic, and anyone creating a code name like that has to be some kind of a sex perv or something like that. So I'm gonna try to keep it asexual. Deep Ear Canal. Deep Ear Canal. That will be the code name for this woman. All right. Here we go. I'm reading her email. What a hottie. Nice pick on the website. Never knew a set of headphones could be such a hot accessory. Now, see, I didn't, until she started talking about the earphones, I didn't know who she was talking about, because I often, like, make fun of Johnny Depp and you know, a lot of cute male stars on my blog. So I didn't even realize it was me she was talking about. I was surprised, but anyways, I was like, oh wow. I was really excited. But let me read on. Reading on. It's difficult to find guys to talk to here in the red state of Alabama that think like you, especially a Jew boy. she called me a Jew boy. But anyways, I'm moving on. I'm going to get back to that. But I want to move on. So instead, I found Pod Radio where I can listen. Whoopee! I was sent a link to this by a fellow activist and Peace Project member. We will try to spread the word about you. Keep on being a voice for us. I agree with what you, as a Jew, say about these damn Nazis. The GOP is a Nazi-like party. You say you don't like to call them Nazis, but have you forgotten the history of the Republican leadership's family? These guys made Hitler possible. Prescott Bush was Hitler's money launderer, and they all were big fans of eugenics. That very idea that led to the horrible Nazi medical experiments. George W. Bush is a eugenicist, and it shows in his policies. Sincerely, Deep Ear Canal. Okay, I want to address a number of things here in this email. I think it's important. I want to address being called a Jew boy. I want to address the more important things which he brought up, which is my refusal to not. So that's not a refusal, but I sort of have a rule where I don't like to call Republicans Nazis, and also I want to talk about eugenics. Okay. I'll start with the Jew boy. All right. You know, this woman, you know, seems like a very nice woman. I don't think she really meant anything. She didn't really mean to. I don't think she's an anti-Semite, at least, and more. All Gentiles are anti-Semites. They all got that Jew hate inside of them. Even Jews have it. I mean, I'm one of the biggest anti-Semites, you know, you ever meet. And or at least I used to be at one point. And you know, I'm 100% Jew. But anyways, again, this is a very nice woman. I followed up the email. She's a progressive. She's involved in progressive things. I don't think she's a hateful person. But, you know, I wish people wouldn't call me Jew boy. You know, because, what if I just wrote an email? Let's say this, you're a Gentile, okay? And let's say you're a male Gentile. And I said to you, hi, Mr. Male Gentile or Mr. Dirty Gentile with the dirty, uncircumcised penis, you know, you pork-eating Gentile. I mean, I'm not using a very good analogy, but, you know, it wouldn't feel good, I don't think, if I called you a pork-eater. You know, Jews aren't supposed to eat pork. It's against their religion. What is my point? My point is, if you need to call me a Jew, I'd prefer that you call me King of all Jews. You can call me King of all Jews. Don't call me a Jewish American. I hate that. I've never been called that, but Al Gore once called his running mate, and now I forget his name, that evil conservative bastard senator from Connecticut. I don't remember his name right now, but he called him, you know, he's a great example of a Jewish American. It's like, you know, it offends me, you know. I'm not a Jewish American. I'm an American. I don't like to be identified by my religion. So you could call me King of all Jews. You can call me, you call me the greatest Jew since David, or you could call me, you know, the top four Jews that ever lived, you know, and amongst those Jews are Abraham, Moses, and David. So I would be, you know, the fourth in those great category, great Jews, you know, the Jews of all, the greatest Jews of all time, okay? You can call me that. You could even call me, you know, Mr. Delusional Thinker. But please don't call me Jew Boy. You could call me Ray, but don't call me Jew Boy. Because it hurts my feelings. All right, let's move on. I spent a lot more time in that than I thought I was going to. But, you know, I bled it a little bit. It was okay. All right. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, if this is a topic that could be bled, I'll poke it. But anyway, here's a more important issue that deep ear canal. Now deep ear canal will probably be offended. She'll probably say to me, you know, I don't particularly like being referred to as deep ear canal. I tell you what, if she gives me a better code name, I'll use that. I don't want to use her real name. I want to talk about the Nazi issue. See, last week, I didn't want to, you know, I said, you know, I was talking about Republicans, and I was saying, oh, these fucking Nazis, and then I corrected myself, and I said, no, I have a rule, they're not Nazis, I don't want to call them Nazis, and this is why I feel that Republicans, even George Bush is not a Nazi. I really don't know nearly as much about the Nazi Party as I should, but from what I do know is that they use you know, from the very beginning they used violence and intimidation to get their way. They would terrorize and kill their adversaries. That's how they would. That's the way they operated. Republicans far more reliant on propaganda than brute force. They use plenty of brute force, but only. But they limit the brute force to black people in this country. And people that aren't white around the world, such as Iraqis. Republicans are a violent people, but it's a different kind of violence. They really don't use violence in the same way that the Nazis used it. And the Nazis, I'm not saying, you know, that George Bush is not evil. Yes, he is evil. Yes, he is probably the most evil man of this century, okay, of the 21st century so far. I do not believe he's a Nazi. And I think when you call everyone Nazis, what it does is water down the word. It's like calling everything a WMD. It's like you have to be very careful when you use language or calling everything terrorism. You know, these are serious words, and you know, you really should, I think you have to be very careful when you use them. I'm even beginning to question whether George Bush is a fascist, and I say that because I really don't believe that George Bush subscribes to any political agenda at all. I think he's an imperialist. There's no question about that. But a fascist and an imperialist are really separate. They're two different things. Romans were imperialists, but they were not fascists. Fascism was invented later, far later. All fascists are imperialists, but not all imperialists are fascists. Now getting on. Now I want to talk about deep ear canals. Mention of George Bush's grandfather. You know, I don't know a lot about Bush's grandfather. Maybe he was. I don't know. I'm not denying it. I just don't know about. I've heard it before. I just don't know the facts of the case. But you know, so even if he was, let's say for the sake of argument that he was in bed with Hitler, I have no reason to disbelieve it. Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy's grandfather was also in bed with Hitler. He, probably not to the extent of Bush's grandfather, but you know they're all. But Ted Kennedy's grandfather was a Nazi appeaser, and you could even say that you could even say that he was sympathetic to a certain degree with Hitler. I don't know if I'm using grammar properly, but I had a 95 IQ, so fuck it. So I don't really think it's fair. I think that people shouldn't be blamed for the sins of their fathers. Okay? It doesn't matter what your father was. Okay? Or your grandfather, your mother. It's what you are that matters. Okay, I think everyone deserves a clean slate. I hate defending George Bush because the motherfucker's evil, but I'm the purpose of this show is to seek truth. we are seeking God through truth. Okay? It's the only way. It's the only way to seek God. You can't seek God. You can't find God. Okay? And live in a fantasy land. Okay? You can't acknowledge... You can't deny reality. And regarding eugenics, you know what? In the early 20th century, everyone was a eugenicist. I'm not even sure if I'm using the word that correctly, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay, there's sort of eugenics. It's sort of this offshoot of social Darwinism. I'm not going to go into what you can look that up on the web, what eugenics is, but Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. Okay? You know, she's one of the founding members of Planned Parenthood. She's one of the founding members, she's one of the biggest feminists ever. Okay? All eugenicists are racist. I'm not disputing that. Okay? But it's like everyone and their grandmother, you know, I bet you, just like everyone listening to this show, okay, had a grandparent who was a eugenicist, okay, because it was very popular back then. Everyone was a eugenicist, okay. Everyone was a racist, all right. Not everyone, but a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the feminist movement, that were not very kind to black people. Okay, that didn't really include black people in their movement, even though they were women, and you could even argue that this extends all the way to Gloria Steinem. I won't get into that. That's another show. Okay. Oh, okay, I think we're finally done with that topic. Jesus Christ, I thought it'd never end. Let me have some water and I'll go on. All right. I totally forgot an important topic that I wanted to get into, far more important than everything else. Here, I'm going to read you this. This is from worldscreen.com. Okay. I'm going to read you the story. U.S. House panel approves... Oh, I'm sorry. This was dated 6/15/2005. All right? This story. Story's title is U.S. House panel approves cuts to public TV funding. Washington, June 10th. An appropriations panel for the U.S. House of Representatives has approved a spending bill that will slash funding for public television and cut some $23 million from a federal program that has helped finance shows like Sesame Street and Clifford. According to the New York Times, the House Appropriations Subcommittee voted to reduce financing for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting from $400 million to $300 million. Further, the committee has cut $39 million in funding needed to make the transition to digital. Blah blah blah. You know, I'm gonna. That's. I think you got the message. Okay. Now what? You know what? I'm puzzled here. Okay. Because you know, last night I turn on the TV before I go to sleep, and who do I watch? Watching this fascist fuck called Tucker Carlson, I believe, on PBS. Okay, and he's the little nerdy bastard with the bow tie. He's a little bastard with the with the bow tie, and he's so snippy, and he's so uptight and Republican, and he's such a fascist prick. But here, there's plenty of here, and who does he have on the show? He is the most fascist fuck. You know this woman earlier was alluding to Nazis, okay? But he had a guy on his show called Jay Severin, a talk show guy, all right. This guy is about as close as you can get to a Nazi. as they come, okay, without actually being, you know, like, you know, part of the Nazi movement. You know, he talks like a Nazi, okay? J7, I mean, he talks about, you know, we're not doing enough for the, you know, in Iraq. We got to really kill those Iraqis. And, you know, that guy is, you know, he calls Hillary Clinton the first bitch. He used to call her that. I hate Hillary Clinton, too, but not, you know, because the I hate Hillary Clinton because of her conservative, because she's a conservative and she voted for the war for, against Iraq, and I'm going to go on the attack against her, but that's another show. But I hate Hillary for very different reasons. But this guy, this J7, is a fascist fuck. So we have these two fucking fascists, okay? And they had some other moderate to balance things out. But again, yeah, this fascist shit on public TV. Okay, and I think in the morning, like, they have this business, I don't know, that morning business report or some shit like that, and they have all this, you know, all this corporate, you know, stock tip shit, and, you know, once I tuned in and they had this, like, I, you know, I thought it was, like, that Christian Broadcasting Network, you know, because it's sort of like, you know, like the 700 Club is sort of like a pretend, you know, they pretend it's news, but it's really like Christian propaganda. But it was like that, but it was on PBS. I mean, you know what? And so I don't get it, man. I really do get it. And you know, there's plenty of balance, okay? PBS is fair and balanced, okay? But, you know, but here's the thing. Republicans fear the truth. Okay, that's why they hate PBS. Okay, that's why they're slashing it, and I fucking resent it, man. Because this is, you know, I like PBS. PBS is public television. This is for the people. It's television by and for the people. We need PBS. I like to listen. I like my Nova. I like you know, Scientific American Frontiers. I like, sometimes I like Frontline. Frontline also gets a kind of fascist. They once did a show on the homeless that I thought was very right-wing and fascist. They were sort of portraying homeless as being sort of a bunch of slouchers, you know? But, you know, but, you know, here's the thing, you know, why do we need to even, you know, why are they slashing this? Why are they slashing this? Well, they're really slashing this because they fear PBS. But they say it's to balance the budget, okay? But you know why the budget is, we're having a budget deficit, is because all the money, okay, or not a lot of the money that we used to get when really rich people died, okay, I'm talking millionaires, billionaires, they used to call this an estate tax, but Republicans renamed it to the death tax, okay? They made, you know, because that's, you know, they have a brilliant propaganda machine, you know, it would have made the Nazis envious, okay? You know, but this I'm not, now I'm totally losing my track. Okay. So what I was saying was, all this money, okay, that used to come from billionaires when they died, and they would pass this money off to their children. Some of it would go to their children, but a lot of it would go to the government. But now, this money is not going to the government when they die. Now, I've heard Rush Limbaugh, and he's always saying, well, a graduated income tax is not fair. Oh, it's not fair. Oh, poor baby. Well, you know what? I disagree with the fairness of it. But however, Rush Limbaugh, he does have, that's a legitimate argument, that a graduated income tax isn't fair. I don't agree with it, but it's a legitimate argument, okay? Now, but I tell you, what is not fair, okay, is for people to be born, okay, with millions and billions of dollars, okay? And for other people to not get their fucking PBS, okay? They're not only taking away people's Nova, okay? They're also taking away people's children's Sesame Street. I grew up on Sesame Street. I grew up on the electric company. They don't have the electric company anymore. You know, I hope if they axe anything, they'll fucking axe Barney. But you know, kids like this shit. And you know, but this is what Republicans do. You know, they're trying to just suck the life out of you. They're evil fucks. Okay? And I just want to, you know, I'm gonna probably wrap it pretty soon. We're gonna get to the debate. Not to the debate. I'm sorry. We are going to get to the angry white males. The angry white man's movie review. This is a very. This is what you've all been anticipating. Okay. The excitement must be killing you. But okay. So I'd like to introduce to you the what you all been waiting for, okay? I'd like to introduce to you the angry white male, okay? This is what he wants to be identified as, the angry white male, okay? And he is going to do a review on Meet the Fockers. Meet the Fockers, doing a movie review. So I'd like to welcome the angry white male to our show. Moshe, what's your name? Moshe. You know, I don't approve of you talking down about the W. You don't talk down about the W ever. Because I don't approve of bad-mouthing the president of the free world. So I don't like kind of talk there, okay? So you keep your Jew sentiment to yourself. You got that? Yes, sir, Angry White. You call me Mr. Angry White, okay? You got that, Moshe? And another thing, I want you to apologize for talking down about the W, because W, he was a brave, patriotic American when we were fighting the VC. For you folk that are ignorant, that is the Viet Cong, back in the Vietnam War, when we were fighting communism, we were fighting a serious threat to our country, our ways. George W., he was up there in the skies in his aeroplane, in his jet fighter, excuse me, defending our country from a far more serious threat than the VC. He was defending the country from the Mexicans. He was defending Texas from Mexico. And let me tell you, Mexicans, they are a serious threat to our way of life here in the United States and to Texas. So I would like you to apologize, Moshe, for talking down about our president of the United States. I'm sorry, Mr. White, Mr. Angry White, but I can't take that one back. I think someone is going to get an ass whooping after the show, but I'm gonna get on with this movie review, because this is just a pathetic movie. Now, first I want to say that this movie, Meet the Fockers, was made in Jewwood. It was made in Hollywood, Jewwood. I get the two mixed up. I think they're kind of the same thing. But let's just say that it was made by Jews. Okay, now in it starring Jews, it stars that Dusty Hofburger, and that woman with that Jew woman, she's got that long nose, it's a nose out to here. It's a long one. It's that thing. It's like a Pinocchio nose. I don't remember who she is, but it's a long nose Jew woman. Mr. Angry White, I don't remember her name myself, but I just want, for the fans' benefit, so they know who you're talking about. She sings these lame-o songs. She sings like, people needing people. Oh yes, there, Moshe. That is correct. She is the one that sings those very bad, very bad Jew songs. Songs about love. Very, very tacky songs, I might add. There's another Jew. It's Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller. And he is, his father is also a Jew too, and he is on that Steinfeld show, you know, that show with about that another Jew show. It has all these Jews, and has this Italian named Robert De Niro, and it is a lame-o movie. It is just pathetic, and they have this dog, and he goes around, I don't know how to say this in a polite manner, but he is rubbing himself up against everything he sees, people's legs, toys, even sodomized Robert De Niro's cat. Now, I don't see what is so funny about that. I think that is rather stupid. Well, you know, Mr. Angry White, I would have to agree with you. That is pretty... who is asking you, Jew boy? I don't remember you being called upon. This is my movie review, and I don't want you messing with it. So you stay out of it, Jew. It is filled with all this sexual innuendo, and it's just so stupid. I've never seen such a stupid movie in all my life. It is, I'll give you an example. There is this line, and he said, and the Jew boy, what is his name? Ben Stiller, he says, have you met my cousin, Randy and Orny? Now, is that, I don't know what kind of juvenile thinks that is funny, but that is a really stupid movie. I cannot tell you, I cannot begin to tell you what a stupid movie Meet the Fockers was. I just can't believe it, and it so disgusted me, it offended me. I can't even talk about it anymore, but just don't watch this movie. It's a bad movie. All right, I'm going to leave it to you there, Moshi, whatever your Jew name is. So, signing off there. That was Mr. Angry White Male, and I must say that as ignorant as Mr. Angry White Male is, he is a damn good movie critic. That movie was just terrible. It just sucked. Everything was just... Oh, it so disgusted me. It was so incestuous. You know, it's like the mother, Barbara Streisand. She's the so-called, you know, this long-nosed Jew woman that Mr. Angry White was talking about. But, she plays as like sex therapist, and she's like asking like Ben Stiller, who plays this, Ben Stiller plays this guy, like his name is Gaylord Focker. What kind of name is that? Is that supposed to be funny? Who is called, who the fuck is called Gaylord? I think, you know, it's so stupid. But anyway, she's like asking Gaylord about his sex life, you know, and it's like, and I'm thinking, oh, this is so sick. What kind of mother asks the kids about the sex life? And then she goes into the bedroom, and they're like all sexing it up really noisy, you know, with a Gaylord's father, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just, it was, you know, this movie was so stupid that it was offensive, you know, look, let's just put it this way, this movie is no good for even for angry white males. This is a bad movie, okay, and if this, you know, this movie is just bad. Don't do it. It's bad. It's bad. Okay? So, okay. That's it for the show. It's been a lovely time. It's been a lovely show, and I've loved entertaining you. Okay, I just want to do the credits, and that'll be it. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the talkwarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. I'll see you later.